listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Central Queensland Local News. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Partly cloudy for Rockhampton and sunny for Emerald and Gladstone, all heading for 27 degrees today. Making the news today, Friday the 26th of May, road safety on this fatality-free Friday, the impact of a child's exposure to violence, and police catch a copper thief. Stop multitasking and just drive. That's the plea from the RACQ this fatality-free Friday, as more gadgets are added to cars, increasing the temptation for drivers to take their eyes off the road. It says any time your attention wavers, it's a risk and you can be fined. And that's what happened to almost 700 drivers in Capricornia last financial year. RACQ researcher Andrew Kirk says in-car technology can make that difficult, but there's really only one thing drivers should be focusing on.
When you're behind the wheel, just focus on that driving task, not on the infotainment screen, not on your phone, not on your watch, not on your passengers who might be, you know, well, it could be the kids fighting in the back seat, or it could just be, you know, a conversation.
Queensland researchers have found a child's repeat exposure to intimate partner violence puts them at a higher risk of behavioural problems. Dr. Katrina Moss examined the experiences of more than 2,000 mothers and almost 3,700 children, which revealed one in three kids had been subject to physical, sexual or psychological abuse. She says this sets them up for poor development pathways, aggression and crime.
You know, the kind of behaviour problems that we found in our study can just put kids on a poorer developmental trajectory. So, you know, if they've got behaviour problems in early childhood, they're more likely to have aggression in middle childhood, and then they're more likely to be doing things like engaging in youth crime in adolescence.
Police have arrested a man accused of multiple copper thefts between February and April. It's alleged that the 37-year-old from Norman Gardens took copper wire, a trail camera and commercial power tools from properties in Rockhampton's northern suburbs. During a search on Tuesday, police claim they found empty wire spools, cannabis and utensils. The man is facing multiple charges and is expected in the local magistrate's court next month. Police say their investigations are continuing. And the state government have announced that over 30 towns across the state will receive new e-charging stations for vehicles. It's part of the Gov's Zero Emissions Vehicle Strategy, almost doubling the capacity of the Queensland Electric Superhighway. It comes after over 20,000 registrations have been made for EV vehicles across the state. Some of the fast charger locations will include Gladstone, Billowheeler, Calliope and Rockhampton. Let's take a look at some sport now. The CQ Capras will have a chance to recover from a recent slump in front of a home crowd this weekend. After two losses and a draw, the fifth place side will take on the North Devils tomorrow, sitting in 11th. It's the last time the Capras will run out in Brown Park until late June. And the Rockhampton Rockets men basketballers will take to Bravis Arena this Sunday, fresh off the back of their first win of the year in the NBL 1 North. Now halfway through the season, it will be a tough task to make it to the finals, and the Cairns Marlins will be the first team they'll have to get through. Meantime, the Cyclones women will be looking to make it three in a row when they kick off the action against the Dolphins at 1 p.m. And now you're up to date with what's happening in the CQ and beyond, the Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.